Welcome on the long drive. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Doing great. So good
So
to.
what brings you to the UK?
Well, I was here for a show with Pritam Da, and yeah, and then I went to Boston in between. So I think I'm still in Boston time,
Boston time.
I came back to speak with you guys to do a couple of things, pick up my suitcase, and then head back.
Wow. So, was it a tour or is it just a one-off concert?
One
Or,
show. Sure, yeah.
oh wow. So how do you find just traveling? Because I've noticed one thing with you, Nikita. You're a go-getter, so you like to get on and just like, get on the stage and do your stuff that you're so good at doing. But before we go on, for my audience, lovely audience on the long drive this afternoon, tell us about Nikita Gandhi. How did you start your journey? How did you start your career?
I was doing dentistry. I was doing dental school in college, and that's what took me to Chennai. And
Fantastic.
music was something that I was always doing, but as a passion. I was doing like I was in the school band, in the college band, and I had to learn Hindustani classical. So it was a big part of my life, but it was always just something that I did because I loved doing it, not something that I pursued as a career. And then like my education took me to Chennai, and that's where I actually met Rehman sir. And then I started then he really like was very interested with my voice, and then he started calling me for different projects. And yeah, that's how it actually began for me as in a professional capacity.
I mean, working or doing anything with A.R. Rehman is how can I put it? I mean, he does let you, I suppose from a lot of artists I've interviewed, he does allow you to kind of explore yourself or likes to see what what you've made of, kind of say. What was your first experience with Mr. Rehman?
That's a very, I think, apt description of him, because that's one thing, one quality of him that I've noticed myself, that my first song with him was this song called Lady O from the film I. So yeah, even in like he like I think I was pushed to a point where I didn't know I could be. And that's the cool thing about working with him, that he kind of foresees an aspect of your caliber, your voice that you also haven't explored, And like I used to only sing very sultry, like low, like jazz kind of stuff. And then he heard me and he's like, he gave me like the fastest, most high-pitched song I'd ever sung in my life. And even I was so astonished. But then when it happened, when the recording happened, it came out so well, and I realized that, oh, this is like a whole part of my voice range that I hadn't explored. Thanks to him, I did. And that's the cool thing about him. He's so creative. He's always out of the box, and I love that. I think that's what makes him what he is, and that's why he is who he is. I think one of the things that I'm really grateful for is the fact that I it's not something that I went out to get. I didn't go meet a lot of composers saying that, hey, listen to me and I want to work for you. It happened very very beautifully. First Rehman sir, then I worked with Anirudh on a film, then my first Hindi song was Pritam Da, and with Pritam Da I worked so much. Tanishq and every composer that I've met. I remember even Amit Trivedi, when we met for the first time, and he heard me from some of Rehman sir's music. And when we met in the studio, he looked at me, he's like, "Tu kabhi mili kyun nahi? Tum kahan thi?" I was like, he was surprised that I never met him. I think because that's the culture, to extend your presence to everybody.
That's right.
And
That's right.
I was like, I don't know, I can't do that. That's very awkward for me. So, but here I am now. You
Yeah,
call me. And
absolutely.
so that's the That's what I'm so happy about. That it's been such a lovely journey.
What's your favorite genre of music? Is it
Well,
rock or is it soulful tunes or romantic? I don't know.
I love it all. It is, I think. I think I end up doing a lot more party stuff, like the fun up tempo stuff, because I think my voice suits that kind of music. But I think personally, I love doing things that I, you know, like how my first song was with Rehman, so where I was pushed to see something that I couldn't see. I love doing stuff like that. I think it's very exciting when you grow with your own art and you get to explore things that you haven't tried before. Like recently, I sang in a ghazal project where I sang a ghazal for the first time. It just released, I think, a couple of weeks back. So the song's called Teri Chahat, and it's a new, like, it's not like an old ghazal. Like, these are new poems and new shayaris. So it was really very special for me because I'd never sung ghazals before, and everybody would keep telling me that, you know, your voice suits ghazals, you have like a heavy tone and this and that. So it's very exciting when you step out of your comfort zone and get comfortable in that place as well.
Let's talk about your music that you have done for films, and what's been your favorite?
My film music?
Yeah, what's been your favorite, or what songs that kind of like you feel, wow, this is amazing and I'm glad I've done it? You did one in was it Kedarnath, I think you did, was it?
Yeah, Kafiran.
Oh, go on then. I know you've got a lovely voice. I've got to get my listeners to have at least a raw line from Nick the Candy. Put you on the spot now.
No, that's okay. I'm used to being on the spot.
Oh, all right.
Godi mein pahadiyon ki ujle to pehri guzarna aaye hain tere saath mein. अच्छा लगे शर्मिली अखियों से तेरा मेरी नजरे उतारना हाय हाय हर बात पे अच्छा लगे संग चल रहे हैं संग चल रहे हैं धूप के किनारे छाव की तरह काफिराना सा है इश्क है या है.
I was in my own little world there. It's absolutely amazing. It's interesting how you can just, you know, click on and just sing without just. You just get into the flow of it. It's absolutely bad. Let's do a bit more of this. Give me another one. I don't know. Was it I've got a few listed. Was it Rabta? That was
my
go on.
First song.
Go on. Let's have this. Look at that.
All Here right. तुझे से again. तुझे से लिया है खुद को मिला लिया दुआओं को सिला चीन का सपना लिया दिल के मकान में तू मेहमान रहा आ रहा आंखों की जुबान करे है बयां कहां कुछ तो है तुझसे राबता कुछ तो है तुझसे राबता यूं है ये कैसे है ये तू बता कुछ तो है तुझसे राबता.
Ooh, wow. This is, do you know what? I mean, we're just warming up, Nikita. We're just warming up.
I'm definitely warming up.
So we'll come back to one or two more. So how does your day start? Let's talk about how does your day start? Because I mean, for singers, I suppose you would do your riyaz. And so tell me about what is a day in the life of Nikita Gandhi? How does your day start?
I was just talking about this with my friend. Like, I'm here in London, being with my school friends.
Wow.
And we were just grabbing My day actually starts with a cup of coffee.
Oh, same here. My
Yeah.
latte. I need my latte.
Quite the coffee, the slave to coffee. And so we, when I was making this, you know, she was asking me the same thing, that what do you do when you're not traveling? Because when you're traveling, you know, you're really just doing what you have to do at that point. Like you're traveling and you read sound check, you do sound, it's a very busy day usually on a work day, on a gig day. But I feel like on off days is a more interesting conversation, because that's the you day. You know, you do what you can do through the day. So, but I like to be busy. So apart from the riyaz and a little bit of exercise, like I love playing sports and stuff. So I try to get in my hours in the, like the badminton court or whatever, go for a run. But apart from these self, you know, sort of self moments, I make a lot of independent music as well, you know, which is non-film music, which I release on my own channel. So I do work a lot on that when I get time. I make like these mood boards and presentations and do all these nerdy things.
You noticed.
I actually do on days, when, especially on days when I'm at home, like right now I'm free, but I'm not in my studio. But when I'm at home, I have a home studio. So I try to be in the studio for at least a few hours, like 5-6 hours, so that I try to make a song a day. Even if I don't like the song, I make 4 songs a day sometimes, and they all might get shelved. But the point is to keep trying, to keep creating. And so, yeah, I do like to keep the singer-songwriter alive in me and keep exploring those aspects of song making and not just, you know, the singing part of it.
Of course, yeah, that's wonderful. Good to see that you're exploring your various options and not just relying on songs to come to you, because you know, you've got a cracking voice, absolutely fabulous. I'm going to get you to sing one or two more, but just so you've got the musical day, but what about just off the music? I mean, I speak about this to my listeners about cooking, and I love my food. Are you a foodie person?
Of course, I'm a foodie person.
Because you're, I mean, you've got a background of, is it Punjabi and Bengali, or have I got that right? Ah, chalo theek hai. So what comes in mind? So how do you, you must be a great cook then, a bit of a mixture of everything, eh?
I'm a great eater, I would say.
Oh, yeah, same here, man.
I do love cooking. The danger with me cooking is that, I don't go in with a plan. So I like to, actually cooking for me is a lot like anything creative, you know, like I actually love cooking anything that's sort of, you know, it's like kind of makes things exciting in a creative way. Like when I cook, I don't have a recipe. I just make things on the fly and I invent my own dishes, because I like keeping it unpredictable. And cooking is like a relationship for me. and that's with, that extends to a lot of things, like since you spoke about non-music things, you know, I love upcycling my clothes. Like I take a lot of my clothes and I change them, and I stitch my own things onto them, and I love doing stuff like that. I love painting sometimes, but I'm not a good, I don't think I'm a great painter. Like I don't do murals and stuff, but I basically love doing things with my hands, you know, like anything that you can physically do as a craft project is something that I love to do, which extends to cooking and so many things. Like when during the lockdown, I repainted my whole house, but I did it myself, like all the furniture and all of that, because it's very therapeutic for me to do something tangible, you know, with your hands. So
you're a sort of person that goes to watch the latest movie that gets released.
The people around me are like this. I've never been, I think it's the way, you know, what you've grown up with. My parents are both dental surgeons. They work a lot. They have never been the kind of people who, you know, go and watch films in halls and stuff. So, like, I would end up watching maybe one film in a theater in a year with my parents. So, I mean, not that I wanted to go, it's just that it didn't matter to them, so it didn't matter to me much. But, like, now that I'm an adult, and all my friends are in the film industry. So for them, it's a very important experience to watch things in theaters. So because of that, like, I end up catching a lot of films. Like, I think the most dedicated film experience I've done is so when Oppenheimer released in India, because sorry, can I talk about it?
Carry on. Now, saying I've seen that movie and it's quite a deep movie.
Yeah, so when the film released, because it was shot in a certain specification where only certain theaters could cater to it. So all my so in Bombay, because Mumbai is a film city, you know, so like everybody's 90% of the people are from the industry. So in Bombay, the film was running all day, like through the night. There were no tickets available. So because everyone wanted like the good seats in the center, because good audio, because the audio experience was very important in the film. So like we got a 3 a.m. show. And the theater was like 30 kilometers away from our house. So we literally, so just in order to make the show, I slept at like 10 at night, woke up at 1 in the morning, and like slept, you know, put an alarm, woke up in the middle of the night, got ready, drove to that theater and watched a film at 3 o'clock in the morning. And the funny thing is, I didn't sleep. I thought for sure, like, I would, once I reached the theater and sit in the chair, I'm going to pass out. But I didn't, like, because it was very engaging. But yeah, that's, I think, the most I've done for watching a film.
That's a very deep movie to watch middle of the night. It's quite an intense movie. But anyway, so, all right. So we spoke about, so let's get back to some songs before I let you go. So you've done a few other songs as well. Some amazing. Give us one or two lines of your other favorite numbers. I had a list. I did have a list.
I mean, we can do a lot of anything, whatever you want me to.
No. I just let you just do a quick mashup before I let you go.
All right. let's do some of I think I did two very like serious songs. I mean, more mellifluous songs. So maybe I'll do some of the fun stuff now.
Yeah, well, let's do some fun stuff.
Which one? You want me to sing Burj Khalifa? I think.
Yeah. So how could I forget that? Chaliye, here he is, Nikita Gandhi with Burj Khalifa. It is on Long Drive. Here we go.
Oh yeah, aur tu mere banner ni, jab de mere banner ni, log to jealous kar diye, Kylie Jenner ni. Mere husn de charche charche, mere husn de charche charche, London to America. ਮੁੰਡਿਆਂ ਦਿਲਾ ਦੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬੁਰਜ ਖਲੀਫਾ ਆਹ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬੁਰਜ ਖਲੀਫਾ ਓ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬੁਰਜ ਖਲੀਫਾ ਆਹ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬੁਰਜ ਖਲੀਫਾ
Wow. This is my own private concert. What more do I need, eh? Okay. You have a safe flight back, and next time you're down, you know, we'll do something more exciting, I think. It's been absolutely fabulous. You take it easy. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.